This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Here on Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Ian and Rich in the studio here tonight. Rich is back from vacation.
Yay!
And Joel Valenzuela is joining us here as our guest co-host. It's been great, by the way, having you here so far.
No, thank you.
And your website, you got a couple of them. TheDesertLinks.com is like your personal blog. And then rightsbrigade.com is sort of a bigger concept where you had said earlier in the show tonight that you were inspired by the lack of coverage of activism that was happening in other areas of New Hampshire. And I'm glad that you started rightsbrigade.com. There's also another site, Shire Liberty News, that started a year or two ago. And they're doing some level of covering things, and I'm grateful for that, too.
I think they stopped.
Oh no!
Was that Sandy?
Yes, I heard. It might have been just the newsletter. I really don't want to step on anyone's toes by incorrectly reporting.
Well, they weren't. They're not as like heavy on their posts as Freekeen, instance, because I think it's pretty much just Sandy. I don't know if she has any other folks helping her out there, but looks like September was maybe the last time some posts were made.
That checks out.
But anyway, rightsbrigade.com is your site. You are putting fresh content up, and you've been focusing mostly on jury outreach, it seems. That's been, like, I think your 2015 real big project.
Exactly. Like. Of the 79... instances of activism in 2015, 57 of them were jury related.
79 instances of activism that you were involved with?
Yes, or that I was directly involved with.
Wow, you've been keeping track. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, of course, that was the other thing about it, is I wanted to have it perfectly cataloged so you could see how many times this happens, and I was able to, by reporting, for example, like counting the number of jury flyers before and after each selection, able to estimate. And the numbers are pretty good. So, 7 courthouses, right, in New Hampshire.
Only 10 counties. And
yeah, so 11 courthouses.
Right, there's one county with two, right?
Exactly, Hillsborough. So, we hit 7 of them. That's more than half.
That doesn't include Keene, right? Or are you including
Keene? I don't think I'm including Keene in that number.
So, make it 8.
Yeah, we've been able to do pretty well. And usually the first... across the jury selection, there's several selections. The first one, usually you get the big crowd, and then there's less as the selections go on. It's an average for each pool of, I guess, 150 people, right?
Really? And now we're in this is in the other in all of the towns? Because here in New Hampshire, the most recent one was like 60.
Yes, from my estimations, for example, today in Concord, I managed to reach 53.
Okay.
53, and then... But the Monies out in Brentwood, in Rockingham County, which includes Portsmouth, got over 170 today.
Wow. Okay.
So that's over 225 jurors reached just in 2016.
It may depend on the number of cases they're selecting for, perhaps. You know, like
exactly.
Perhaps Rockingham County has more jury trials than Concord does.
Yes. As it turns out, the coast is the most heavily, the most population-dense general area of the whole state.
Really?
Yes.
More so than Manchester.
Manchester is a metropolitan area, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the entire coastal region, everything east of Manchester, tends to have a higher population density than anywhere else in the state.
I didn't know that.
And so, between Stratford County and Dover, right, and Rockingham County and Brentwood, you get some pretty heavy saturation. So, averaged out, right, about 150. Not per selection, but per jury pool, which is usually 2-3 selections, or possibly 4. It's estimated we reached over 3,000 jurors in 2015.
Wow, that's huge. Congratulations.
And it hasn't been, I mean, I've been consistently doing it, and there's been a couple others who've been consistently doing it, but it hasn't been, this hasn't been like an army we've had doing this. It's just been a few people.
It's a core group of people who are dedicated. But that's all it takes. I mean, to do consistent activism is to have that core group of people who are willing to show up on a monthly basis or every 2 weeks. I know there's some places it's more frequent than others, to get out there and to just consistently do something and have that impact over time. Here in the Keene area, of course, we've been doing this jury outreach for years. And Grafton, I think, had done it for a while. I don't know what their current status is.
Exactly.
Was that one of the counties that you were not doing?
No, I did not manage to reach Grafton.
So I don't know. Like, Grafton's like a black hole for activists. I mean, there's activists there, but, you know, you never know what they're doing. And it's that problem that you were talking about before where there could be someone reporting on what's going on in Grafton, but there's not. And because there's not, we don't know what goes on there, except every now and then we might hear a rumor or something like that.
Yeah.
But just for our listeners that don't know, when we're talking about jury outreach, we're talking about jury nullification, which is the idea of a juror, your right to, you have the right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. You can vote how you feel about the law, not just whether or not it was violated. So the state will tell you that you have to judge based on the facts in the case and determine whether the law was violated. You can actually vote not guilty if you're on a jury if you think the law is bad. So, Rich, you went to a jury trial for selling cannabis, and had I been on that jury, which they would never let me on it, but had I been on it, I could have used jury nullification and voted not guilty, even though they had video footage of you selling cannabis and, you know, and a snitch testifying that you sold it to him. So, the facts in the case were clear. You sold the cannabis. You even admitted
I sold it.
Right, but you know, you can use jury nullification to set someone free, and we have seen it happen a couple of times, which is always very exciting when it does. In fact, our friend James Cleveland was just recently nullified on his, you can argue he was nullified on both counts, but he was facing resisting arrest and disorderly conduct charges for recording the police here in Keene, and the jury returned a not guilty verdict on the resisting charge, and further, they were hung on the disorderly charge. So it wasn't a perfect nullification, but I think you could argue that it might have been.
Yeah, and if you ever find yourself on a jury and you're the only one arguing for nullification, do know that a hung jury is significantly better for the defendant than a conviction.
Oh, yeah.
So don't go with the sheep. Please, stand your ground.
So part of this outreach is to encourage people to, you know, use their rights to stand up for the freedoms of other people.
Yes, and as it turns out, this right is specifically protected under New Hampshire law.
It is now, although the Supreme Court kind of rejected that in Rich Paul's case because he appealed to the Supreme Court here, and they basically verbally eviscerated the statute in question, which sort of upholds jury nullification.
I don't know that I quite take that. That dim view of what the Supreme Court did. The original law said, when it was first introduced, that that the judge had to instruct the jury on jury nullification, and that was taken out of the bill.
Sadly,
and it was a toned down bill. So that's to me where the defense had the right to tell the jury about jury nullification, and that's a huge difference. It's still a benefit because it opens up the possibility of bringing in experts on drug abuse to argue against the marijuana laws. That's something you couldn't do in any other state, but because we explicitly acknowledge nullification here, it's possible that when the prosecutor says objection irrelevant, the defense will be able to say it goes to nullification and get their question and their witness in.
I think that's true.
So that's huge.
But I just, I wanted to point out though, because somebody could call us out and say, yeah, but the Supreme Court said this and that. It's still on the books. They didn't get rid of the law. It's still there. This statute that sort of enshrines the idea of nullification. The problem with the statute is it doesn't use the word nullification, and so the Supreme Court did rule that this isn't a nullification statute is what they said in your case ultimately. And anybody who wants to read the actual decision can. We posted it at freekeen.com. But that's going to be improved over time. There's, I think, another bill that's been proposed for this coming session that's going to better enshrine jury nullification, to mandate that judges have to give jury nullification instructions to juries. So this is a foot in the door of jury nullification, and it has already resulted in judges sitting back and saying nothing when nullification is being discussed in their courtroom. The most recent episode was, of course, James Cleveland's trial, and there's footage of this, of his attorney giving a 3-minute nullification pitch to this jury, and the judge just sits there and lets it happen. There's no objection from the prosecution. Our toll-free number is 855-453.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free. free here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the unmatched jury nullification outreach that happens here in New Hampshire. There's nowhere else in the country where this happens to the level that it happens here. And Joel Valenzuela is with us. It's Ian and Rich Paul in the studio. And you really took it to a new level. I mean, there have been a couple of areas of New Hampshire where this jury outreach had been happening on a pretty consistent basis. Keene has been really consistent over the years. Grafton has done it off and on. But you took it up to seven more counties, seven more courthouses. And over the last year, you estimated 3,000 people were given a jury nullification, jury outreach.
That's correct.
It's an incredible success story. And I think, you know, obviously we can only go up from here and cover all 11 courthouses eventually. Once we get more people moving here as part of the Free State Project, yeah. If you've yet to join, you know, I haven't checked the numbers today. It had been going up by like 1%. We were at 92% last time I looked.
I believe the projection is either tomorrow or Wednesday to hit 93%.
Looks like that sounds
we
right.
Should start doing a daily countdown on Free Keen or something.
Followed by a kiss at midnight.
I have been posting when they will increase to by 1%, although I haven't posted the most recent 1% because it came so fast. It was 30 days from 89 to 90%. It was then 9 days from 90 to 91%, then 4 days from 91 to 92%, and now here we are. I think we're at about 3 days into the 92%, and we're within striking distance, about 69 signatures away from 93%. So I think you're right. Tomorrow or Wednesday, we're going to cross that threshold.
It's going
now,
to be after 20,000.
After 20,000, I believe there will be no more signers. The organization is done.
I don't know about that.
Well, if you want to be part of the first 20,000 signers, then let me say, strike while the iron is hot, because momentum is picking up here. And
we're going to be done by Liberty Forum, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And my prediction is that the late movers or the late signers in a lot of cases will move sooner than a lot of the earlier signers.
I think you're right about that. A lot of the earlier ones may not even know. They might have changed their email address. So we're not going to get all 20,000. I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah, from insider information.
Oh, we'll get 20,000 movers, but not all of them will be signers.
Correct.
It could be. Yeah, I do know that there are some people working for the project who are going back to those old ones, making sure they have updated contact information, et cetera, and like hunting down the old ones.
Okay, that's good
to
know.
It's being kept up to date.
I can tell you that I don't know how up to date you can keep it beyond a certain point, because a decade ago for people that know the Free State Project, the idea of moving libertarians, voluntarists, people who love liberty to New Hampshire and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, 20,000 was the goal. At 5,000 members, the Free State Project had 10 candidate states, and they conducted a vote. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly in that vote, and then after that, the sign-up rate slowed down dramatically. So it's been pretty hard to get to that 20,000 number. But when I was living in Florida, I wanted to start up. They have Free State Project local groups. I don't know how many of them they still have, but they did have them back then. And the idea was, you know, get together with your future neighbors now. So let's gather the Free Staters, the people who are signed up that live in the area in Southwest Florida where I lived, and, you know, just get together for meetings and talk and get to know one another, that kind of thing. So in order to create that local group, I reached out to the Free State Project. They provided me with the database of all of the signers in my county and all the adjacent counties. So I had dozens and dozens of names that I went through one by one. And this was a decade ago. And significant number of them were I couldn't reach them. There was, you know, the email address was bad, phone number was bad, couldn't even send the mail at the address that they lived at. So I do question whether we're even going to get to 10,000 out of the 20,000 originals, but I like where you're coming from, Rich, in that, you know, it's going to be inevitable that more libertarians are going to come to New Hampshire with or without the Free State Project because of the successes.
We've already reached sufficient critical mass to make movements in the right directions, and that's with 2,000 people.
Barely
so
2,000.
Barely 2,000. If it might be 1,800, I don't know, but it's...
And come on, let's be realistic. The 80-20 rule is still in effect. Of 2,000, you're really only talking about a few hundred people who are the real key doers and the people who are out there doing a lot of activism.
Yes, also it's not necessarily just what kind of people would be down to do that, but what kind of people are. For example, a couple of my best Rights Brigade activists were effectively doing no activism before they got involved, and now that they're some of the most consistent and fearless
now
in the entire state.
That's a good point.
Energizing the people that are already there. But I think...
And that's happening with the natives, too, which is important to point out, too. So we're the numbers we're talking about are only of the Free State Project signers. We also have 2,000 people who are like New Hampshire natives and long-timers that have been here who have also signed up as friends of the Free State Project, and many of those are also very active. And I think Uber Grandma's a great example of sort of activating a New Hampshire native who has been here for a long time. She wasn't intending to be an activist. She just wanted to drive for Uber. But when the state cracked down on her, she had all this support coming from the Liberty community here. Without that support, she likely would have folded and called it a day. I suspect
exactly.
It was because of the support of the Free Staters and the Liberty community was what turned her into an activist. And now she's like, making headlines and is doing interviews.
As it turns out, when you stand up for the rights of others, especially if you have nothing to gain from that, they will really respond.
Yeah, exactly. So the thousands of Free Staters that are coming here are just going to help seed the New Hampshire natives and the people who also love freedom who moved here for decades to get them active, to get them excited about the potential to actually have more freedom in our lifetime. That's happening.
Exactly. And Jason Sorens, the fellow who wrote the original paper of the Free State Project.
He's the founder.
He estimates of the 20,000, his personal estimate is about 8,000 of them.
Is what he's expecting to show up?
Yes, eight of the 20,000.
And that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate. I agree with Rich on that we will get 20,000. It won't necessarily be the 20,000 that signed up. But once you have a place where... to be honest, libertarianism has not been a very successful ideology in terms of gaining ground historically, as in gaining political power, gaining...
until now.
Yes, until now.
We're starting to learn how to game the system in New Hampshire.
And so now that when you have... This could be the first libertarian success story on planet Earth right here. And once you...
It already is, in my opinion.
Yes,
look, you've got libertarians getting elected as Republicans and Democrats.
I think
we've got like 12 anarchists in the state.
Exactly.
Yes. Every time I think that, I'm like, I get down and I'm just like, doesn't matter what they do to me, doesn't matter what they say to me. We've got 12 anarchists in the state house.
And now, it's interesting because I've noticed this in the years that I've been here, when I've been trying... The month after I moved here, I started attending conferences to try to get more signers, more people to come here. And the response has changed over the years. It was always pretty positive, but before, less people knew about the Free State Project, and more people were like, yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
but I heard in North Carolina they're doing something, or I heard in Texas.
Yeah, and there's all these wannabe copycats.
Yes, each passing year, they mention it less and less fervently. Mm-hmm. Now I think, obviously this is the first real libertarian success story already, but it's becoming a little more and more undeniable.
I think you're right about that.
On.
And that's what's going to bring the full 20,000 over time. If you're a libertarian and you are hearing about what's happening here, you're going to want to be here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Effective liberty activism. We'll continue the discussion.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us over on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and Ian and Rich Paul in the studio. Rich, you are one of the ministers of the Church of the Invisible Hand. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that?
Yeah, I started up the Church of the Invisible Hand when I was in jail. It's basically an encapsulation of a lot of the things that brought me to the philosophical and spiritual point that I'm at now. It our estimated prophets include Murray Rothbard and Ayn Rand and Milton Friedman, as well as Galileo scientists. And we basically believe that although there may have been a God that created the universe, that God doesn't intervene in it. So the best thing to do is to learn and obey the laws of nature, because nature, to be commanded, must be obeyed. And we believe that, you know, if we just learn to tolerate each other and find out how the universe works, that we can make a peaceful and prosperous world.
Invisiblehand.church is the website.
Invisiblehand.church. And also, if you enjoy my work on Free Talk Live, I've got a Patreon account.
Is that linked to from invisiblehand.church?
If not, it should be. It's probably on my fundraising page.
I'm not sure.
Well, you can also catch my fundraising page at richpaul.freekeen.com.
Great way to get behind Rich's efforts and his activism. And as you were talking about before, you know, those on the front lines appreciate support from people who all you can do is kick in $5 a month. Well, gosh, I sure do appreciate it.
Oh, that's great, because that adds up.
Yeah, it sure does.
The Patreon.com thing is we ask people to pledge $1 a show. And even that, you know, if you do a show once a week, I mean, if you get a lot of people doing it, it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, that allows me to finance the other activism that I do, which is not easy to monetize.
So, Joel Valenzuela is with us from RightsBrigade.com, has done a lot of jury outreach and has covered it over at RightsBrigade.com. So that's, I think, an amazing project, and it's great to see it, and hopefully it'll expand even further as more people come here. But there's an interesting point you made, and that was that there were some people who had moved here as part of the Free State Project and hadn't really gotten their feet wet in the activism scene, and then they got into this jury rights outreach and they've really taken the ball and run with it. And I think that's what we've seen happen over time here. I mean, I've been here for almost an entire decade at this point, and a lot of the people who moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which for those who are tuning in is a migration of libertarians coming to New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. But a lot of them have never done a shred of activism in their lives. Have you come across this before?
Yes, most people. And not everyone is crazy social butterfly like I was. Not everyone goes out looking, where the activism at? Where the activism
at? Right.
And so that was the main driving sort of philosophy behind doing the Rights Brigade, is I want it to be a one-stop shop for activism. Not trying to edge people out or do things other people are doing. For example, with the jury activism, I'm partnering with NH Jury, mm-hmm. who provides all the flyers. And then I've assisted out in free Uber. I've also done a lot of state house activism, legislative stuff, partnered with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yep.
And so I've also done some...
all of these are free stater involved activism.
Some independence activism, partnering with the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And so rather than each organization trying to fight for their media spotlight to get people to go be involved, I want to provide a centralized area where people can say, I want to get involved, and then they go and here's the menu of available options.
They can plug in
and they
something.
Just go, because a lot of people, very willing activists that just don't know how to get involved. And
that's one thing. Plus, people aren't generally leaders, so they do, you know, it's good for someone who's in a leadership role, mm-hmm. as you are, to create this sort of system for them to plug into. And a basic example of this, sort of the classic example, is if you want to do a protest, then you provide the signs for people to show up and hold. You can't expect someone to show up with their own creative signs that they've taken time, because it takes time to make these things. You can hope that they'll show up, but you can't expect they'll show up with any kind of signage. So you provide the signage, then let them pick the ones they like and go out and hold those signs. Now, that means that you can still have a core group of doers who will make the signs on another occasion, and then have a larger group of people who can just kind of plug in to that protest. And that's what people need to really find out what they like, because sometimes people will move here and I'll ask them, I'll say, well, you know, what's the kind of activism that's exciting to you? And they don't really know, because they've never really done anything. And so there's a lot of people. I don't know what the breakdown is as far as people who've moved here who've done activism, where they're from. I did when I was in Florida. What about you, Rich? Well, you were like a computer programmer, right?
I was a computer programmer. I sent a lot of checks. I sent checks to the Libertarian Party. I sent checks to the Ron Paul campaign.
But did you ever go hold a sign somewhere? And
I didn't go and hold signs. If I had, I would have been alone in Tampa. I was alone, actually. I used to be involved with the Libertarian Party in Tampa.
Yep.
And
sit around at a meeting every week and bitch about the government kind of
thing. Yeah, which was nice, because it was the only time I came into contact with actual other libertarians. But
many were there, by the way, attending Tampa, which is a market of like almost 2 million people, I think. How many were attending the Libertarian Party meetings?
Well, I was going in its heyday when the owner of the of the Mons Venus Strip Club was running for city council.
I remember that guy, Joe Redford.
Joe Redmond.
Okay.
Yeah, we should contact him, man. We need a good strip club in New Hampshire. He doesn't have to move up himself. Just.
But how many were going to the meeting?
But I think we were getting 8 to 10.
Yeah.
These were the glory days of libertarians.
We've got that many people on the street corner right here who are libertarians. Now, Joelle, you came up from Arizona. Was it Phoenix? What area?
Phoenix.
And what was
4 million people metropolitan area? Pretty big.
What was your experience with the liberty movement over there?
Well, to backtrack just a little bit, all my young teen to late teen to early professional career, I was involved with nonprofit think tanks and other political activist type groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so
in
around the world, I used to work in D.C. in the D.C. area.
Right.
And there's quite a few libertarians professionally employed in D.C. Because that's sort of
talking about sort of thing at windmills.
Exactly. They're sort of attacking the beast at its heart. Right. They're hacking at the many branches instead of striking the root. So when I moved to Arizona, here and there, I mean, I worked with Americans for Prosperity before, which is in Arizona, was at the time a one-man operation.
Mm-hmm.
I helped organize the first Tea Parties in Arizona back when it was about tax enough already and before it became just sort of a cultural jumping point for all kinds of dissatisfaction with the left. Mm-hmm. And then I co-hosted the Valley, being the Phoenix Valley, right, the Valley Austrian Economics Meetup. And it was usually about a half dozen or so libertarians mm-hmm. from, like, the hardcore anarcho-capitalist type, usually, libertarians from the area. And that was sort of my one big, the one consistent group was at, like, 4 to 7 people that would show up. And I did go to the Students for Liberty meetups at the local universities, mm-hmm. but even then,
how many
like,
there?
When you got to, it was about a core 3 to half dozen leaders, right? People, organizers, and then they'd bring just random interested students into like a classroom, and that would be like a dozen or so, a little bit more.
And of course, many of the students would never come back, right?
Like, yeah,
they'd come once and then.
Yeah, it would be like an average like 12 to 20, which is a fun little group, but still, and then I'd try to get people to go out and do things, and.
Oh, it's tough.
Not really. I mean, it's especially tough for me because I didn't exactly know what to do. I just show up at the activism store and buy into some activism. It's not that simple. And so that's one thing that coming here was a lot more simple because there's a lot more like-minded people,
a lot more people willing to do something.
Yes. But at the same time, no, as I call it before, activism store, right? No one-stop shop to sort of go and, okay, what can I do?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And those are the things we're building here in
exactly.
New Hampshire. You know, by the time you get here, if you haven't yet made the move, there's all kinds of organizations that you can get involved in that already exist. And if what you want to see doesn't exist, you can create that, and then people will jump on board. That's how it works here in the Free State Project. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness. A gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you dial in now. At 855-453. We're talking about the activism movement here, the liberty activism movement in New Hampshire, which is unparalleled in the rest of the world. There's nothing that even comes close. There's no larger liberty community anywhere out there. There are a few that are kind of, you know, claiming to be competitors, but no, I'm sorry. They're not even anything that is even a fraction of what is going on here in New Hampshire. If you haven't yet gone to freestateproject.org, as Rich Paul pointed out, you don't want to, if you're going to be a part of this movement, you don't want to be in the second 20,000. You want to be in the first 20,000. And right now it's coming up on 93% of that goal. And we were talking about sort of the activism infrastructure that has been built and continues to be built here, both on and off the air. We were talking about it. You mentioned, Joel, some of the activism centers. So we have different areas of the state, so Keene and the Seacoast and Manchester and Concord, and there's these places where people can come and gather and get to know one another and plot various different activist projects and things like that.
Exactly, and they keep on growing. And the good thing is, in just about every region that's in the lower half of the state, you can find at least a few people to do something. For example, over a course of 2 days, I managed to direct 7 activism operations in 7 different cities, right? Mm-hmm. 5 jury outreach things, and then 5 in 1 day.
Yeah,
at this exact same time in 5 different cities, right? Just, and how, I mean, how easy is it to get that accomplished anywhere else in the world?
You can't
with just
it.
One location.
Yeah.
How do you get like a couple people to come with you? But you can just,
it's hard.
And then on the second day, another couple locations. And it's that sort of underscores the fact that we are everywhere around here. There's at least a few activists.
Expect us.
Yeah. Just about everywhere.
Oh, you activists, you liberty activists are inconsequential. You guys are nothing. The Free State Project's a joke.
Well, guess what? 3,000 jurors informed of the right to nullify last year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of towns with much lower population than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, this is what we're hearing in the haters, of course.
Exactly.
They would love to have other people believe that the Free Staters are inconsequential, but yet they spend all manner of their time on our blogs and commenting and telling us how inconsequential that we are.
Yeah, just wait. I mean, the headlines are racking up. For example, the whole free Uber situation out in the coast has been massive.
I would say for 2015, free Uber was probably the biggest
crown jewel
success story as far as
the biggest jewel
publicity
in the crown of liberty activism in New Hampshire, possibly.
I'd say for raw actual activism, probably what you did with the jury outreach is probably reaching people more directly than free Uber. But as far as publicity is concerned, free Uber
takes
the cake.
Yes, exactly. And then also,
it's nice how everything dovetails, though, because going back to jury nullification, we have the people in the legislature who passed the law.
That's right.
We have people out talking about jury nullification, and we have activists out doing civil disobedience who might benefit from jury nullification.
And attorneys in court talking about it.
And attorneys in court. So it all works together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Now, there's a... It's interesting to talk about also about working with people who don't necessarily agree with you on everything. Mm-hmm. For example, a lot of the stuff that I did that was much less reported over the last year because it was part of my job was more legislative-based activism. And during the recent Free the Nipple controversy, right, a couple legislators in New Hampshire sponsored a bill to... make it a misdemeanor to expose female nipples in public.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot on Saturday.
Even if they're yours.
Yes. And one of the co-sponsors of the bill, actually, who will remain unnamed, has been a great ally of mine in these other political fights. Mm. And then here, this thing happens, and I shake my head and I have to disagree with that. But you can use people on both sides. And again, the person promoting the whole Free the Nipple movement, as we already covered, is anti-Second Amendment, is anti-gun rights. And so...
One of the two people who were arrested for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So you don't have to agree with them on that, but you can definitely work with them on those sorts of issues. And that kind of thinking, for example, in the mayoral race in Manchester this last year was won by, I think, 57 votes.
Hmm.
And the reason that it was close and not a defeat on the person calling for greater government control. I mean, there was no of the two choices; neither was very good. But one
as tends to be the case.
But one, for example, the one who ended up winning, for example, favored a tax cap, right?
Okay.
And so there was a lot of people doing get out the vote for pro liberty voters. A lot of Free Staters doing that behind the scenes. And so it is not unrealistic to say that without Free Stater involvement, that mayoral race would have changed.
Could have been different.
Well, it would have been. It's almost certain, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's also some interesting things that have gone on. I mean, there are there's a lot of attention paid to the more sort of newsworthy activism, the stuff that gets the headlines, the free Uber, the Robin Hooding, free the nipple. But free Uber and Robin Hooding is a real Free Stater kind of centric activism. And, of course, that also leads to a lot of critique, a lot of people saying, well, you know, you guys are doing it wrong. And one of the things that can be done here is you can come here and do it better, right? So please come show me a better way to do this, which is one of the reasons I appreciate you, Joel, because, you know, you're an activist. You're out in the streets. You've got a great article up right now over at I think it's only at thedesertlinks.com.
Yes, I'll end up cross-posting on the Rights Brigade. I haven't sort of figured out how I'm going to start putting out training manuals on that site yet. But right now it is at thedesertlinks.com.
It's called Effective Liberty Activism Crash Course. It was just posted yesterday, and so thedesertlinks.com. I recommend anybody who's interested in being an activist or who already is to take a look at it, because there's a lot that you can learn. There's a lot of things that you can learn from reading that we've learned the hard way by doing it.
Yeah, I can't say that I got this down from the heavens on the stone tablet or anything,
yeah.
Or I can't say that I have always followed this either myself.
Sure.
I've made a lot of mistakes and then written what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but all that said, despite whatever negativity might be out there, despite the cabbies attacking the free Uber drivers, despite the people attacking the Robin Hooders in the streets here in Keene, I think overall things are getting better for free staters here in New Hampshire, and specifically even here in Keene. I'll give you an example. I just had a phone call today from the chief of police. And normally that's a bad thing when the police call you. But in this case, I didn't.
How much is bail?
I didn't approach it as a negative immediately. The first thing that I said when he identified himself, I mean, I saw the caller ID that it was Keene Police, and I answered the call, and it was him. And I said, well, how can I help you? That's generally how I'll answer calls, and I treated him no differently. And he was actually calling to let me know that he'd been contacting news media. He'd contacted the Keene Sentinel. He'd contacted the local radio station cluster. And he wanted to reach out to me as well, because I'm the founder of Free Keene. And he wanted to let me know that there have been several heroin overdoses in Western Massachusetts and in the Keene area over the last weekend, that they had found that it was a particular brand of heroin, which was identified as the Hollywood branded heroin. And he asked if I would consider, maybe getting the word out about this. And I said, I'll take a look. He pointed me to his Facebook, the Keene Police Facebook page. I went, I looked, and I went ahead and made a blog post about it, because I'm willing to work with the police when they're doing the right thing. And in the case of harm reduction, the police are doing the right thing. The putting the word out about a bad batch of heroin that is, leading to overdoses is a positive thing for the community.
Exactly.
Arresting heroin users is not. And, of course, I made that point in the blog post that I made about it, so people could learn something about the war on drugs at the same time. But the fact that the new police chief is willing to call on Free Keene to, ask for a favor, I think is an indicator that things are changing here, whereas the previous police chief would pretend like I don't exist. Me and Pete and Dave Ridley, whenever we would encounter the former police chief, he'd act like a small child and not even speak when spoken to, not even acknowledge, not even look at you when you said hello to him, whereas the new guy...
I got that response from him when I was doing the 420 rally, and literally,
yep.
I'd walked up to the guy and said, look, I'm running the 420 rally. I want to make sure that nobody gets hurt. So if you have issues with what I'm doing, or you believe I'm doing anything dangerous, I want to hear about
sure.
it.
He
said not a word.
Yeah,
same
it's
thing.
Just ridiculous
it
behavior.
Was childish.
Yes, it's been on the up and up with the jury outreach, for example. Usually, when outreach comes to a new courthouse that hasn't been done before, once in a while you'll get a bailiff come out. What are you guys doing? Are you
yeah.
Oh, a couple times, but it's always been peacefully resolved. Again, one of the things that I talk about in terms of how to be more effective activists is isolation of issues. So I don't try to do it. I have the right to be on this. I try to just diffuse that. I'm only here to do this one thing. And it's had a lot of good success.
Joel Valenzuela from RightsBrigade.com. Thanks for coming in here, making the trip out out east. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.